And he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. I expect these words are familiar to most, if not all of us, being one of William Shakespeare's most well-known lines, from the famous balcony scene in the play Romeo and Juliet. But this is a question worth asking on this day, the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. What's in a name? Currently, Alethea and I are going through the experience of all new parents and trying to navigate the vast sea of baby names. As we weigh different options, we find ourselves asking questions about different names, such as, what does this one mean, or who else has had this name? And in naming a child, we usually do not simply want a name that is pleasing to the ear, but something that has a meaning, even an identity, which we wish to bestow upon the child. Now, if this is how we as human mothers and fathers approach naming our children, how much more our Heavenly Father? Contrary to what Shakespeare's character Juliet may think, there is much in a name. As today's collect tells us, our Lord and Savior, the Son of God, was given the name Jesus to be a sign for our salvation. This morning, I would like to give you a brief overview of the significance of this name and what it does mean for our salvation. As we just heard in the gospel reading, the name Jesus was given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The gospels tell us of this angelic instruction given separately, first to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, and again to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. This name, Jesus, which, by the way, is simply the anglicized pronunciation of the Latin transliteration of the Greek form of the Hebrew name Yeshua, if you can follow all that. This name was in fact quite common among first century Jews. So at face value, it seems sort of odd that it would be important that this name be given to the Messiah. But in Matthew's account, the reason for this naming is given, for he will save his people from their sins. The name Yeshua means the Lord saves. So the connection with salvation would seem obvious enough. But then again, why are we told that Jesus, whose name reminds us that it is God who saves, be said to be the Savior himself? What does Jesus have to do with the salvation of God? If the Lord can save, we would not seem to need any other Savior. Unless, of course, our Savior Jesus is himself God. Now, when I defined the name Jesus as the Lord saves, I meant the name of God revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, I am who I am. The unique name of the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the name by which the Israelites were blessed in the reading we heard from Numbers this morning. In Judaism, this name in Hebrew is considered so sacred that it's never to be pronounced, but it is instead replaced with the word Adonai, meaning Lord. Likewise, in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the name is simply rendered as Kyrios, or Lord, which is perhaps familiar to us from the phrase Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. And so in the New Testament, the title Kyrios is often applied to Jesus.